Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear, man. Guys, happy to be back with you here on the podcast. On the road again, out here in sunny, rainy Florida, getting a little bit of the backlash from the storm out in the Gulf, but you know, it's still Florida, so it's still always, no matter if you're here for work or play, man, always just feels like vacation. Actually wrapping up a real live vacation, and man, whew, can't tell you how much I appreciate being able to take one now. There was a time when even when I was quote unquote on vacation, I couldn't turn my mind off. I couldn't turn my thoughts off. I still was working when I was away. And I tell you, I never forget, I was in Jamaica once. And this is years ago, and the entire time I was there, I was worrying about my business back home. And it's funny now, it wasn't funny then, but I remember asking the bartender, the toothless bartender, I was so, you know, at the bar on a resort in another country, man, and I'm asking this man, can I use your phone? You know, because my phone wasn't working, and I just thought I needed to contact. And the man looked at me, and he was like, yo, man, you want my phone? Yeah, man, I need your phone. What you want? What you want it for? I just need to call back, man. I need to call back, man, check on some things, man. My phone's not working. He said, listen, man, look around. You're on vacation, man. Think about it, man. You call him, man, and the house is burning. You can't fix it, man. You're here. You're in paradise, man. I give you my phone, man, but I'd rather you not. And a part of me wanted to be like, man, don't give me no third degree. But a greater part of me was like, man, you're right. You're so right. This man knew me from nowhere, and I can't even tell you that particular point turned me around all the way, but it definitely got me starting to think differently and like, yo, there's nothing I could do. There's nothing I could do over there. Like, I gotta be able to actually rest and enjoy. And I just thought I'd tell that story because I'm just so thankful that I've grown in entrepreneurship as a man, as a person, to be able to really understand that when it's time to shut it off, guys, it's time to shut it off and just appreciate loved ones, appreciate yourself, your mind, your time, you know, no schedule, no agenda, and man, just turn those switches off. And it is difficult as an entrepreneur. It's difficult as a businessman or woman in today's time not to be just overloaded by the computer, by the internet, by the phones, by the phone calls, by the responsibilities. It's hard. But if you can get there, man, I tell you, it can do so much to enhance your life. And I'll just go right into the topic, guys. I won't stay on it long, but I intentionally tried to have it to be a play on words, right? Time slash travel. We hear so much in sci-fi films and the Star Treks and the Star Wars and that whole world about people time traveling, right? Well, I want to talk about them as individual words, time and travel. Man, if I could give it to anybody, if I could give two things to anyone, which really doesn't cost, believe it or not, a lot of money. It's more of a mind shift. It's more of a decision that you have to make. But if I could give more people time, man, you know, now that I work from home primarily, that I'm not, you know, stationary behind a chair for 40, 50 hours a week, I definitely miss the people. I miss even my routine. There's certain parts of it that I kind of miss, but I don't miss that time that I was giving seemingly to that career, to that business, to that job, really, if you really think about it. Many of us operated so many of these small businesses as just our job for so many years until we really got hip to understanding how to turn it into a business. But the fact now that I actually have time on my hands. I'll be honest, it took me a while to get used to having time and being able to go to lunch when you want and having time to have a daily workout regimen. And you don't have to really eat fast food anymore subconsciously because you're not moving as fast. You can stop and pause, man. Having the time to not just live on the weekend or at nighttime, but your full day is mapped out and useful and nourishing and nutritious, as far as like what's coming in your mind, not just food as a nutrition, but what you spend your time doing, documentary, film, book, lunch, catching up with an old friend, traveling, resting. So many different things we could do if we simply had the time to do it. And why do I say that? Is because what I found that was happening to me, and still to this day, so many of my loved ones and friends, is that there's not a lot of time to think, you know, is get up in the morning, get the kids together, or go to work, or certainly if you're an entrepreneur, you got to get there an hour, 2 hours before everybody else, an hour, 2 hours after everybody leaves. Right? You're working, you're on go. If you work for someone or work for yourself all day long, now you're in rush hour traffic, or you're trying to get home if you're a parent to check the homework and check the, you know, conduct at school and cook dinner or buy dinner or still have time for your spouse or your maid or your partner. And then we're sleeping and then we're back at it on the next day. And many of us are taking 7 days out of our 5 days, excuse me, out of our 7 day week. And that's the routine. I know there was a part in my marriage and life when she was getting up super early. I was leaving an hour or so after she left, just because that's what happened in her particular field. She was getting home much earlier than I, having to go to bed earlier in order to get back up earlier. I was getting home late because, you know, that's just what we do in the beauty industry. And I'm saying that very tongue in cheek because we've got to question that and try to find a way to get back time, guys. But yeah, so we were like strangers in the night for the first year or two of our marriage, trying to figure out how that worked, to the point that I would say ignorant things like, well, this is just how it's got to be, you know, not realizing that that is another major cause of divorce and disgruntled marriages and fights and things, is that you just don't have time to sit still and appreciate one another and spend that time. So, man, and then on the weekends, you're trying to make up for the lost time with family and catching up with friends, and maybe the kids have events and they have activities, and maybe you can squeeze in some time for you. Maybe you can squeeze in a date night. Before you know it, you have to start planning again Sunday night for Monday. And I'm talking about that could be years, guys. That could be years and years and years. And now that I'm actually working from home and operating in primarily an online business, I realize that everybody's not running in that race, man. Everybody's not running in that pace. Everybody is not, you know, just kind of giving all of their time to a job or a profession. People have real estate. People are doing online businesses. People are doing direct sales. People are doing referral marketing. People are doing brand ambassadorship. People have investment property. People, you know, are doing, and people have trust fund. People have different ways that they are able to take care of their expenses, if they even have any. And so much we're hearing about minimalist living all around the world, tiny homes, people that are without cars, and they just, you know, use Ubers and Airbnbs, and, you know, they travel that way. And you realize, like, man, if I didn't have so much debt, pay or so much responsibility, or if I can get out of debt, or, man, if I can figure a different way to generate income that doesn't require 40 hours a week, you know, 80 every 2 weeks, you know, 160 hours a month or better. Many of us are doing more, especially in entrepreneurship. Man, what could I do with that time? Who could I nourish relationship? What would that do to my relationship with my children? What would that do to my relationship? I used to, when I was younger, man, I would hear people talking about they were at-home moms or work from home, or they didn't work. I just think they was lazy. Yeah, I mean, I was so ignorant and just kind of programmed to think that everybody got to go work, 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 work. And that's what I was trained to do. That's what I was taught. That's what my parents thought. That's what they still think, quite honestly. And I'm not mad at them. That's what their parents thought. And that's what their siblings thought. But I know I won't tell that to my nephew. I won't tell that to my children. I won't tell that to people coming up now. There's times even when I'm having coaching sessions with people in business, like, have you thought about a different way to do it? Have you thought about not necessarily being in the business, but maybe working on the business? And it's foreign. It's foreign to so many people to, what do you mean? What am I going to do with all that time? Somebody told me that one time. So what am I going to do with all of that time a week? I need to be at work. And it's like, golly, man. Man, I ask some people sometimes, if you had time, what would you do? And the saddest answer or lack of answer happens when people are like, I don't know what I would do. All I've been doing since 16 is working. I don't know what I would do if I had a month worth of time that I didn't have to necessarily go to work, but I still found a new way to make money. I don't even know what I would even do. And that's the point that I want people to consider, that what would you do with time? How valuable is your time? And if there are other ways, guys, think about it. Free your mind up and consider other ways. Nothing against brick and mortar businesses. I love them. I've worked so hard in them. I've worked so hard with people for their businesses. But guys, there's other ways. And I'm excited to learn different ways, in particular dealing with businesses that require, you know, the internet and connectivity to people around the world that free us up of time. What's the second word? Travel. You know, I realize so many folk, their mind or their beliefs or their limitations or their, you know, bounds of what they think they're capable of is in large part directly connected to the fact that they haven't seen very much. They haven't traveled. And you're talking to somebody that hasn't been to Europe yet, hasn't been to Africa, hasn't been to Australia, want to go to all those places. Hasn't been to Asia, Greece. I've primarily been, you know, to Latin America, the West Indies, and I've done a good bit of traveling around the United States. But even in that, which is limited when you think about 7 continents and 200 countries, that's still limited. But I've seen some things to let me know, man, there's more out there than the 6-7 exits in my town, the 20 exits in my town, the football teams that we root for in this part of the country, or what I see as far as the climate here in this city, right? I just got back from Utah, right? Could have never told me a year or 2 years ago I would be spending time in Salt Lake City, Utah. But when I got off a plane, guys, and saw mountains, like real mountains in the middle of the spring with snow on them, and I've got on shorts. And I'm looking down, I'm looking up, like, how is that even possible? Now, people that live in that climate, they see that all the time. And I was talking to people, I'm like, that don't even bother you no more, huh? That doesn't even look odd to you. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, that looks like a screensaver. this looks like a movie set, man. Where are we? But, man, mountains is different. People that live by the water is different. Some people live in dry climates in the desert. Others live in the deep south. People live in rural America. Other people live in high-rise businesses and high-rise buildings and raise families. People live on the Gulf Coast or the Pacific Coast or the Atlantic Coast. Some people live on the tippy top of the country in Erie, Pennsylvania near Canada. Some people live in El Paso, Texas, that you could throw a rock to Mexico. There are people that live in the West Indies. There are people that live in Alaska, guys. Like there's people and experiences and restaurants and ideas and events and things to see and people to know and, man, things to just live through that is not where you live currently. And I'm not telling everybody to move and relocate and start a life in a different place, but I am saying, man, just get out and see the world. Get out and experience new things. It'll make you appreciate home. It may make you consider moving. It may make you network with different people. So many businesses fail because we only ask our network. We only ask our city. And when they deny us seemingly or tell us no or have some reason why they can't, you know, become a customer of ours if they're their friend or family or neighbor or coworker, we get so discouraged and then we stop. So many businesses, man, are in the graveyard because our circle said no. But what if you gave it out to the world? What if you traveled places and established relationships and let that be where you travel to, or let that be where your business can be, or where that can be where you take your family, or, you know what I mean? Take your family to the mountains next year instead of Panama City. Take them to Canada instead of, you know what I mean, Jamaica. Try different things, guys. Go to Africa, maybe. Let your yearly trip be to Europe, or what does Greece look like? If you like Greek food, go to Greece. You know what I'm saying? You like Mexican food on Tuesday night with a margarita? Let me tell you what it tastes like when you go to Mexico with the guacamole taste down there. Now, that could be funny to somebody, but I'm serious, guys. I'm serious, man. You're looking at Australia online. You know you can go. You know there's a plane that goes there. They don't stop you from going. Right? You know, you're looking at Japan online and you're curious about that culture. You know, you can travel there, right? You can actually do that. And if I just could give that to folk, man, some of us don't need a plane to go places. We just need to get in our car and try different things and just drive. Some of us, man, 4 hours away from us, 3 hours away from us is a whole nother world and could change your perspective on things. Your favorite artist that's out there, don't go see him in your town. Go 1,000 miles away in a new city and explore the city before the concert for 3 days and let the concert be the finale. You don't have to see Jay-Z in Atlanta if you live in Buckhead. You can go see him in Seattle. You know what I mean? You can go to the On the Run tour in California if you live in New York. You don't have to. Guys, we're not limited by where we live. We're not limited by the network only of what's in our neighborhood. We have this internet. We've got Ubers and Airbnbs and, you know what I mean, jump on a plane right at the end before everybody gets on and standby flights. Guys, there's so many different ways to experience the world. And I'm so thankful. Took me a while. Be honest. Took me a while to understand the value of time. Took me a while to allot, you know, space in my life to travel and to see different things and experience different things and realize how important that shaped me, my relationships, certainly my business, my life, my health. When you see people living different places, different ways, and you're like, wait a second, everybody's not overweight. Everybody's not, you know, stressed the hell out all the time. People are living different lives. Let me think. This trip, I've been in Florida for over a week, you know, away from home, to the point that it's gonna be hard to get acclimated back to my home when I get back. But I realize now I don't have to rush back. Now, everybody can't do that, and I couldn't do it for a while. But if you can, if there's daylight, if there's an opportunity for you to think differently, it might take a little work. You know, you may have an opportunity for a sales business or a referral business. It might take a little work, but what if it can give you back time, right? What if it could give you an extra week vacation? What if it can give you an extra 2 to 3 trips a year to places you haven't been? Man, what could that do for your life, guys? Because I tell you, in closing, I just would tell you this, man. Working ain't life. Hell no. Work is not life. Man, all I do is I just live to work. Nah, man. Not no more, guys. Don't live to work, man. We should be working every day so we can get out here and experience this world and live. Even if you don't go anywhere, if you just invite different sets of your friends over twice a month, that can enhance you. Sometimes you can just have a staycation, right? Sometimes you can just don't have anything planned and just stay in your home and try something different. But I just encourage you for experiences, to travel. Travel in your mind. Travel to different bookstores. You know what I mean? Travel through your podcasting. Listen to different podcasts that'll open you up. Go buy new music. Try a different book. Go try a different restaurant in town. Just, it's your life. It's yours. Like, it's not going to get better unless you make it better, Raymond. Unless you make it better, listener. It's going to be up to you. Nobody's woke up this morning and say, man, I want their life. I'm going to really focus on their life today. Some of us may have somebody that's that important to us to do that. But for the most part, my mama loves me. But she didn't wake up this morning. My mama don't even know where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? She got her own life. So she's not going to be she's not going to be focused on what I'm doing. I've got to make my life better. I got to make my health better. I've got to make my money better. I got to make my network stronger. I got to spend less time with people that are takers and get around givers. I've got to travel further than, you know, an hour and a half away and call that living. I've got to push myself because, you know, each day we close and open these eyes, guys, that's another day that we've lost and it's over. And you just don't get forever in these bodies. You just don't. You know what I mean? We see people that are just out of here, man, 40, 50, 60 years old. You just don't have 100 years even. And even that, that's nothing in the scheme of full time. So, man, live it up, guys. Live it up. Don't just cash these and trade these hours in and let them, you know, to just go to invaluable situations. Even working, challenge how you can try things differently. Challenge if you need to work a 5-day shift and maybe you can work 4. Change the way you look at your business if you're an owner and see if you can pull yourself out the business to work on it. Look at things differently. Cut the day off, you know, at a certain time so you can shut down and appreciate yourself, your time, your space, your home, and your family, man. So I just think about that, man. Not time travel, guys, but time and travel. Consider it. Consider how important it is to you. Consider where work lies up against time and travel, where work lies up against relationships and space with loved ones. And you, if you just take a real inventory like I did, man, you'll start making immediate changes. You'll get even upset, like, oh my goodness, man. There are things that I'm finding out now at 41 I should have been new. I should have been experienced. There's places I'm going now I should have been gone at. If you're 21 out there now, don't do it. Don't give that job, business, profession. Don't give it another 20 years and don't live. Don't do it, because I'm grateful to be awakened now at 40. But I tell you, I wish I can go back and make some 25-year-old memories. But I thought it was all about hustle, hustle, hustle. Guys, I don't throw those words around anymore. Hustle, grind, go hard. Man. It must be done. But if work is not the end and the reason why you're going that, excuse me, life, right, is not the end and the reason why you're going that hard, then all we're doing is just burning the candle on both ends. Guys, I hope this has made you think a little bit. Hope this will find you well. Now get out there and live.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.